This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Delhi Chief Minister Rekha Gupta today assumed charge at Delhi Secretariat. She was welcomed by Chief Secretary Dharmendra Kumar and other senior officials. The MPs and MLAs of the national capital met Mrs. Gupta and congratulated her on assuming charge. Earlier, BJP's first-time MLA Rekha Gupta was sworn in as the new Chief Minister of Delhi at the iconic Ram Leela Maidan in the national capital this afternoon. Delhi Lieutenant Governor V.K. Saxena administered the oath of office and secrecy to Ms. Gupta.
मैं रेखा गुप्ता ईश्वर की शपथ लेती हूं कि मैं विधि द्वारा स्थापित भारत के संविधान के प्रति सच्ची श्रद्धा और निष्ठा रखूंगी।
मैं
भारत की प्रभुता और अखंडता अक्षुण रखूंगी। मैं मुख्यमंत्री के रूप में अपने कर्तव्यों का श्रद्धापूर्वक और शुद्ध अंतःकरण से निर्वहन करूंगी।
Six cabinet ministers, Parvesh Sahib Singh, Ashish Sood, Manjinder Singh Sirsa, Ravinder Indraj Singh, Kapil Mishra and Pankaj Kumar Singh also took oath. Ms. Rekha Gupta has become the fourth woman chief minister after Sushma Swaraj, Sheila Dixit and Atishi, and the second woman BJP chief minister of Delhi. Ms. Gupta won from the Shalimar Bagh seat in the recently held Delhi polls. She began her political journey with ABBP at Daulat Ram College, Delhi University in 1992. She became the president of Delhi University Students Union in 1996. She has also served as the general secretary of BJP Mahila Morcha in Delhi. Talking to media after taking oath as Delhi Minister, Kapil Mishra said, "Today is a historic day and the party will implement Prime Minister Modi's vision for Delhi."
ऐतिहासिक दिन है और प्रधानमंत्री जी के विजन को दिल्ली की जनता ने स्वीकार किया है, उसी को हम लोग इम्प्लीमेंट करेंगे. मोदी जी का विजन है, सब लोग उसको इम्प्लीमेंट करेंगे, सबकी एक ही जिम्मेदारी है.
Information and Broadcasting Ministry has issued an advisory for online curated content publishers, OTT platforms and self-regulatory bodies of OTT platforms. The advisory was issued to ensure strict adherence to India's laws and the Code of Ethics prescribed in the Information Technology Rules 2021. This advisory came after the ministry received references from the members of parliament, representations from statutory organizations and public grievances regarding alleged spread of obscene and vulgar content published by certain publishers of OTT platforms and social media. Prime Minister Internship Scheme, PMIS, has once again opened for applications with the launch of round 2 of the pilot phase. After more than 6 lakh applications in round 1, the second round offers more than 1 lakh internship opportunities in top companies across the country. The scheme targets individuals aged 21 to 24 who are currently not enrolled in any full-time academic program or employment. Each intern will be supported with a monthly financial assistance of 5,000 rupees, supplemented by one-time financial assistance of 6,000 rupees. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has reached Johannesburg in South Africa to take part in the G20 Foreign Ministers Meeting, FMM. Dr. Jaishankar's participation in the G20 FMM will strengthen India's engagement with G20 countries and bolster the voice of the Global South in this important forum. On the sidelines of the foreign ministers' meeting, Dr. Jaishankar met Foreign Minister of Brazil, Mauro Vieira. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar said they discussed bilateral ties and global developments. Dr. Jaishankar also met Foreign Minister of Singapore, Vivian Balakrishnan. In men's cricket, Bangladesh were 86 for 5 in 23 overs against India in their opening Group A clash of the ICC Champions Trophy in Dubai when reports last came in. Earlier, Bangladesh won the toss and opted to bat. The men in blue are high on confidence, having just thrashed England 3-0 at home in the ODI series. Team India is also eager to recreate the glory of the 2013 edition, where it lifted the trophy after a thrilling 5-run victory over England in Birmingham. On the other hand, Bangladesh, led by confident captain Najmul Hussain Shanto, looks to leverage their young pace attack. And that is the end of this news bulletin.